You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to help you plan that unbelievable travel experience. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
What's up, Deus Mafia? I'm Fernando Shimuji, that's your leading the charge. And today I'm going to talk about the Bills victory over the Buccaneers. Great win, 24-18. Obviously, a lot of stuff to still be fixed by this Bills coaching staff. The players have a lot of stuff to still work out, but it's October, and this time of the year, all you really need is to put up those wins on the standings and guarantee your spot in the playoffs. The Bills still have time to figure out a lot of stuff that has bothered the team, the coaching staff, and especially the fan base during the last few weeks. But the most important thing was the win. I think we could see a lot of improvements both sides of the ball, and even on three phases of the game, special teams too. Why not? And I'm gonna talk and comment about all those takeaways from yesterday's game, all my main takeaways. So feel free to comment on the comment section on YouTube. We are live on YouTube. Also, we are on the podcast aggregators, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and your favorite podcast aggregators. We are available there too. Hit that like button, subscribe to Buffalo Rumblings channel, and let's get it on. So, I want to start talking about the offense, because I think the most of the discussion around this Bills team has been around the offensive side of the ball, Josh Allen, the way he has been used. And despite being more worried about the defense side of the ball, I think we got to start talking about the offense and Josh Allen. And also Ken Dorsey, obviously the offensive coordinator. I think no matter how much you want to criticize Ken Dorsey, his schemes, his ways of coaching this Bills offense, I think one thing can't be really ignored. Before the Giants game, all the talk during that week was about, oh, the Bills really gotta play more under center. The Bills gotta use more play action. That's where the Bills are succeeding. That's where Josh Allen has had his best numbers, his best production. And that was all the talk during all that week before the Giants game. And when the Giants game finally happened, we could see the biggest percentage of use of those under center formations and play actions being called out of it. So everybody wanted that, and we had more than that. Everybody wanted more the running game working properly early from under center to pounding the rock, and the Bills did it against the Giants too early. I personally wanted more digs, and we had a lot of digs on that game. I know a lot of people didn't like that, but I personally thought like the way our secondary weapons were being suspect with their hands. I remember against the Jaguars, two drives being killed by Gabe Davis and Dawson Knox dropped. So I was like, let's feed Stephon Diggs. Let's feed the beast. That's our most dependable or best weapon. And we had a lot of Stephon Diggs against the Giants. So after that game, okay, the talk was the Bills got to spread the ball around. They can't just feature Stephon Diggs. They got to use the other weapons. And Josh Allen threw to 9 different weapons against the Patriots. We could see a lot of the things that people wanted be implemented in the next week's game plan again, right? And finally, against the Bucks yesterday, last night, again, people wanted more Shakir, who showed some flashes against the Patriots, especially after rewatching the game. We could see Shakir open on several situations and Allen ignoring him or missing him. And we saw Shakir being implemented in the game plan, being the main slot guy and get fed early, right? Josh really trusted him on third down situations early, and Shakir was important moving those chains early in the game. People wanted more Kincaid, obviously, after that Patriots game, where Kincaid had his welcome to the league game, maybe his first big game for the Bills. And we had Kincaid starting. Obviously, there was the injury to Dawson Knox that made Kincaid the starting tight end, the tight end one by default, but we can assure that he'll be starting going forward. He'll be a big part of this offense. And we had Kincaid being an important part yesterday too. And we wanted a lot of people wanted Gabe Davis more involved and were really disappointed in the way Gabe Davis has produced or has not produced recently. And despite not being my favorite way of using Gabe Davis, I have the personal opinion that Gabe Davis clearly is a role player, a player who should be used in his main role as a deep threat, as a deep or intermediate areas of the field, not short areas of the field. But for the people who wanted Gabe Davis running more routes and being used in short stuff and getting some snaps and some targets going his way early, we saw Gabe Davis being implemented more in the offense and even screens being run his way, right? He's been the guy who caught those screen passes and tried to gain yards after catch. I personally didn't like it. I think Gabe Davis isn't this kind of weapon. He got the receptions, he got some yardage, but on every one of those screens that were thrilled to Gabe Davis, I can't help myself and not see Stephon Diggs, Khalil Shakir, Deontay Hardy, all those guys doing a better job than Gabe Davis after catch on the screen passes and on the short stuff that Gabe had some opportunities. So he did his job. I don't trust his hands. So yesterday he didn't do that, but he's going to probably drop a lot of those passes, those opportunities going forward if the team continues to use him this way. Anyway, yesterday it worked decently enough to make a lot of people happy to see Gabe Davis doing better. I like the way he was used in the red zone. I think he got to continue being used this way. I like the way he can treat defenses downfield and being used as a deep threat or in the curl and comeback routes because people are scared to get burned deep, but not in this short stuff. Anyway, a lot of people were satisfied with that. We could see more running game. We could see James Cook playing well again. And especially, we could see Josh Allen burning blitzes. That was the talk of the week, how Josh Allen has had struggled in the previous weeks against blitzes, against five-man rushes, not recognizing quickly enough where the pressure, where the hit was coming from. But in this game against the Buccaneers, we could see Josh prepared for the blitzes, recognizing them quickly, making the adjustments, making the calls, and adjusting the protections and burning those blitzes real quick, making them pay for sending the hit over him. So no matter how much you dislike Ken Dorsey, right? And how much you want another person running this Bills offense. It's undeniable that he has adjusted week to week, and a lot of stuff that has been brought up by intelligent Bills fans has been incorporated in on the offense. We saw a James Cook screen pass yesterday, something that in my latest Leading the Charge in Portuguese, we were discussing about. We don't have a screen pass to a running back for a long time in this offense, and we had one to James Cook, and he did a good job. We had some screens to Gabe, to Diggs, to other guys. Even the interception to Josh Allen, it seemed like a tight end screen to Kincaid. And I think the Bills and Dorsey have heard the criticism. He has looked at the tape. He has seen the same kind of problems that we've seen from outside. And he has tried to fix it. And he has brought in a lot of the stuff that we saw as ideal, as options to solve those problems for the Bills offense. So it's undeniable. I think a lot of people are like, fire Dorsey, just like they were fire Dable or fire McDermott, but they don't really bring a constructive criticism, you know? They don't bring solutions. They just bring, oh, that's wrong, but they don't have ideas on how to solve those problems or ideas or solutions or none of those, you know? So I think Dorsey has done a good job trying to fix the problems on this Bills offense. And I put up on Twitter right after the game against the Patriots some of the things that I wanted to see in this offense. And on our Bills Mafia Brazilian group, people even joked like, okay, Fernando, Dorsey watched the latest Leading the Charge because we saw a screen to Cook. We saw more Kincaid. We saw more Shakir. And we saw a lot of the up-tempo offense, all right? We saw they trying to go up-tempo and go in no huddle for a lot of time during the game, not just early, but for a big part of the game. We saw the offense going no huddle, and it really helped. It helped Josh Allen to feel comfortable and to be turned on all the time because he had no time to think too much. He had to make the adjustments. He had to have people in position and snap the ball and go. Just go play with simpler stuff and being more direct, thinking less, making his teammates think less too with the simpler calls. It was easier for Josh Allen to deal with the same personnel groups from the defense. And so this way, it was easier for him to read those defenses, to recognize where the pressure was coming from, and to adjust the protections accordingly. So we could see a lot of the stuff that we really thought about as some possible solutions for this offense. And the results were there. I think the Bills offense didn't score a touchdown early again. Again, the Bills had few possessions in the first half, but they could move the chains consistently. They could score early with a field goal, and then they fell short on a fourth down at the goal line. And I got it. A lot of people criticized some calls by Dorsey, criticized at the one-yard line, second down, third down, you're going shotgun, try to run from shotgun. I can get it, and I also can defend some of this stuff. There is a reason they are calling this plays. There is a reason they are trying this on the goal line, but it's not working, and I can understand. And I also get mad at some of those calls sometimes. I can get sometimes feeling like people are running routes that are too close to each other. The spacing sometimes doesn't look ideal. I can get a lot of this kind of stuff. I don't think Dorsey is perfect by any means. I like him, I like his potential, but I'm not out there acting like he's perfect or he can do no wrong. Far from it, he still got to get better. But one thing can't be said about the guy. He has been paying attention to what's going on, and he's trying a lot of different stuff. And I think it's very positive for this Bills offense, because if you're going to be honest, they haven't. There is a reason the statistics and the advanced metrics are really like this Bills offense. They like this Bills offense for a reason. They aren't right just on the other offense that are near the Bills offense, but with the Bills offense, they are wrong. So there is a lot of good stuff in this Bills offense. They had a lot of difficult situations in the past few weeks, a lot of even unlucky situations with those people tripping or guys that in situations that we could have some first downs against the Giants, some bad drops, some bad decisions by Josh, obviously, some bad calls by Dorsey. But overall, they have been able to produce week after week. They haven't had a lot of opportunities, but they have taken advantage of the opportunities and put up points when the opportunities have showed up. So I like the way the Bills are adjusting. I like the improvement, but I don't see the Bills offense in this game being really way better than it was in the other games. Because we just, in the other games, we didn't score early. And in this game, we didn't score in late in the fourth quarter. And we almost fell in the trap of allowing the Buccaneers to come back. And they were one play away, unfortunately. Yes, it was a Hail Mary at the end of the game, but it was real dangerous.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
So, overall, I believe this Bills offense isn't the problem. I think they can still get better. They can still play better. I love the fact that some secondary weapons are taking advantage of their opportunities. Shakir is one guy that's showing that he can contribute more. Kincaid is another guy. I think despite not thinking that Gabe Davis is really good as an all-around wide receiver, and just like I said, he isn't particularly good after the catch. But if getting him involved like this will keep him waking up and ready to contribute all the time, and even will make him avoid those costly drops, so let it be. Get him involved and make everybody really be an option to punish opposing defenses. I didn't like some of Stephon Diggs' drops. I think Stephon Diggs had some opportunities that he could have taken advantage of them, but he didn't. But I'm not to the point to be really worried about Stephon Diggs yet. I think that's a guy who has showed up big time on the vast majority of his games as a Bill, and I believe he'll be fine. And that was the time to try to incorporate the other guys on this offense more often and get them going. We know that Diggs can produce. We know that Diggs can really punish opposing defenses. And we know also in the big games, people will try to take away Stephon Diggs. So that's important that the other guys' morale is high and they are confident and ready to contribute, because we will need James Cook, Kincaid, we will need Shakir, Gabe Davis. We need all those guys contributing and making important plays, important times, if you want to get to the Super Bowl. So it's good to get them involved. And I like the way they get Dorsey and the offense got them involved last night. And I also love the way the no-huddle offense helped Josh to play better against blitzes and to feel more comfortable against the same defensive personnel. And I like the way the Bills offense played yesterday early on. And a lot of people have said like the Bills don't have an identity this year offensively. I disagree, right? But I surely think that Dorsey is sometimes way too much into trying to attack opposing defenses on their weaknesses and trying to adjust to every kind of different defense. And it comes from Dable too. Dable comes from the New England Patriots tree, coaching tree, McDaniels, and they are from an Inhart Perkins background. And the Inhart Perkins system is all about being multiple and being able to punish opposing defenses on different ways. An Inhart Perkins offense can be a spread offense on one week, and then they can want to run the ball down your throat the next week if they feel like the opposing defense can stop the run. So it comes from this pedigree, and I can understand Dorsey trying to make those defenses pay or to trying to simply punish them on their weaknesses. But I think the Bills gotta have something also dealed up that they are like, okay, that's our way of playing. That's our favorite way of playing. That's the way we're gonna try to make them stop us and then adjust when necessary, right? Because the games, especially against tougher opponents, against big-time defenses, you got to be able to beat them on different several different ways. And I like the way the Bills tried to impose themselves yesterday. Yes, with more shotgun than under center, because the Bills is a pass-first offense, and they will be as long as Josh Allen is the Bills quarterback and is in his prime. And he's a top-notch quarterback in the NFL. So I like the way the Bills went out, spread people out, tried to punish them with several different targets. I like the way they spread people out, empty backfield, and run Josh Allen out of those empty backfield situations. Second play of the game, we had a quarterback draw called to Josh Allen. Those plays are important to get Josh going. Those plays are important to make the defenses pay attention to Josh as a runner. And it makes them more vulnerable against the passing. So I really liked the plan yesterday. I think the Bills should try to replicate it going forward. Should spread people out. Give Josh some opportunities out of empty backfield. Run Josh sometimes. I would like to have Diggs a little bit more featured than he was yesterday, but still, given the circumstances, it was good to get the other guys getting their share of targets too and taking advantage of it. I really think Diggs and Kincaid should be our main targets. Okay, I really like Diggs and Kincaid and 1B, and then the other guys. I think it should be established this way, and it might, when it's all said and done, it might be like this. So I can understand yesterday trying to get Gabe more involved, give more opportunities to Shakir and things like that. The only thing that's really scaring me a lot on this offense is Josh Allen's shoulder right now. I think that's my main concern with this offense right now, because it really doesn't feel right. And Josh, again, fell down over his shoulder and the pain was there. He needed treatment. People gave him a look. I was freaking out when I saw Kyle Allen warming up. But now the Bills have a mini bye, and Josh has some time to get some treatment on that shoulder to recover it a little bit. And soon the Bills will have another, a real bye week. And hopefully it's enough for Josh to recover that shoulder. But that's something, that's a big concern going forward. Hopefully he can get it right. And the other thing that I really want to point out about this offense is how the offensive line was really physical yesterday. We could see in the first time the Bills tried a quarterback sneak how they totally outmatched a tough Buccaneers defensive line. They were extremely physical there, and Josh Allen easily got that first down out of quarterback sneak, and it was good to see. I think the Bills offensive line, they really gotta be physical, and they can't be outmatched frequently by opposing defensive lines. The games that the Bills struggle the most are the games that the Bills are manhandled at the trenches. And if the Bills offensive line can keep up that physicality, that level of physicality going forward, I really believe it will help this offense so much, man, that we won't have a lot of problem with most teams. Even in the yesterday's game, a big question mark was on McDermott's decisions on punt the ball four times in a row on the last four drives, always right around the midfield. One situation in the Bills side of the ball and the other two in the Buccaneers side of the ball. In all on 4th-and-1 or 4th-and-2. And with the way the Bills offensive line was physical yesterday, I'd like to see McDermott giving the green lights to the Bills to try a quarterback sneak, one of those situations, to try something, because those situations, despite a great game by the punter San Martin, pinning out the opposing offense inside the 5, inside the 10, and despite the defense playing well too and being able to contain that Buccaneers offense, those decisions almost cost the game to the Bills, because let's be honest, that Hail Mary was scary, very, very scary. And if Godwin turns his head around a little bit earlier, Bernard was beaten there and nobody would be near the ball to tip that ball, to deflect that ball down and win the game for the Bills. So it was a really, really dangerous situation. And obviously there was, and I will talk about defense shortly, but on the offensive side of the ball, just keep some of those drives alive, being physical, running a quarterback sneak, trusting your offensive line to continue to be physical and win the battle and get that first down. I think McDermott was overly conservative yesterday and it almost cost the game. But about the Bills offense, that's it. I liked what I saw. I think a lot of the stuff that happened in the last few games and the long scores weren't all related to Bills' offensive struggles. There were things to be fixed. There still are things to be fixed. But I think Dorsey has came every week with solutions and with new possibilities and trying new things and trying to find solutions for the issues. So I like how the Bills' offense is adjusting, is finding ways to get over the hump. And again, the advanced metrics really like the unit. So it's not like they are being really bad, just that they are having few possessions and opposing defense have played smartly against the Bills and have limited those possessions. Our defense has struggled with long drives, keeping our offense out of the field for big chunks of the especially of the first half in the other field games before the Buccaneers won. But the Bills offense has shown some improvements, has shown alternatives, has shown that they can fix some of the issues. And obviously we have Josh Allen on that side of the ball and he's been awesome. He's playing a great season. Obviously he misses some targets sometimes. Obviously he doesn't see some guys that are open. It happens to every quarterback. You don't have Madden vision out there to watch the entire field all the time. He gotta go through his progressions. And sometimes it's extremely unlucky, just like in the fourth down play against the Patriots where Knox dropped that ball. Allen read the right side and the left side had people open. When he moved to his next progression to the left side, the right field got open. And it was extremely unlucky, but he still delivered the ball to not make the play. So Josh isn't perfect, but still, I believe he's the best quarterback in the NFL, and he makes things happen. He punished defenses on several different ways. It's awesome to see him running the ball more again. It's awesome to see him being able to burn those blitzes and make people pay. And I'm confident in this Bills offense going forward. I just hope that the Bills can figure out that Josh shoulder and get it right, and he can really feel comfortable going forward. This short bye is gonna help this offense with it. So that's my main takeaways about the offense. Let's talk defense a little bit.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes.
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
So I want to start talking defense from Terrell Bernard. You know that's my guy, and you know I've been high on him when it wasn't cool. But even for me, it was difficult to envision Bernard being so important and so good so quickly. Again, I'm not talking about a perfect linebacker. And yes, sometimes he misses tackles. Sometimes his lack of size shows. But more often than not, we see a big-time playmaker on the middle of the field. He's so smart. He's so quick. He can cover so well. He can blitz so well. And he's so in command of this defense that it's very, very impressive, because we're talking about a guy who didn't have a lot of snaps. He didn't have any snaps during preseason. So all he had was the practices and the meetings in the linebacker room. But when he got his opportunity, he was 100% ready for it, and it's showing. And right now, obviously, the Bills are missing Matt Milano, right? And we saw Tyrell Dodson starting and the rookie Dorian Williams getting benched in favor of the veteran. I don't like it personally. I think, yes, he had a rough game against the Patriots. He missed some tackles. With the motions really confuse him and put him in bad spots. But the rookie is gonna learn from those situations. So I don't like benching Dorian right now. I get it that the Bills gotta win the games and the best people gotta play, but I just feel like it's again McDermott going in the veterans' favor way too much. And I'm not saying that, and I hate McDermott because I'm saying that. No, some people are always too much or 8 or 80, and they don't have nothing in between, and it's not like this. But one thing that McDermott has showed that over the years is that obviously he trusts his veterans a lot, and the rookies and young players gotta be impeccable to earn his trust sometimes. And I know that Dorian struggled against the Pats, but I think he would be able to play a little bit better against the Buccaneers. He had some impressive things that he has done in his opportunities too. And we know that Tyrell Dodson ain't it, right? He's a very limited guy. And okay, he knows the defense and he's a sure tackler, but he's also a guy who's gotta be exposed in coverage, and it seems that McDermott has gone more in the direction of trying a three safety look and on clear passing down, something that I also mentioned and asked here in the linear chart, asking for it, and they have done it. And on clear passing situations. We saw Rapp, Poyer, and Hyde on the field, but it wasn't Taylor Rapp who was the dime linebacker, let's put it this way. It's Jordan Poyer who has played in this role. And I don't believe it's no coincidence that Poyer has played better in the last few weeks. I think yesterday was the game that he looked the best so far this season, right? Poyer might have lost a step at a safety position to be the kind of playmaker that he's been in his Bills tenure. But as a dime linebacker, he's played really well, and he has been able to make some plays. And yesterday it showed again. So that's a nice way to have a solution for the passing game for third and long and clear passing downs. But I still would play Dorian over Tyrell Dodson early. I think he can struggle now, but by the end of the season, he might be ready to contribute, to be really important. And we can't forget that Bernard has had some struggles with injuries in his short career, but also in his college career. And he's been nicked up also with his hamstring during preseason, and even a little bit nicked up during season two. So if Bernard goes down, it's a nightmare, right? So if Dorian can keep getting better, keep developing, I think the upside for this Bills defense is way higher with him having his opportunities than with Tyrell. And on the defensive line, we saw Von Miller having a little bit of opportunities, but still not looking good, and it's been a little bit problematic and a little bit, I wouldn't say disappointing, but I'm a little bit afraid about how long it will take to Von Miller and if he will be back at his previous level this season. I hope so. I really hope so. But so far, it hasn't looked good. I hope he can feel better and get more snaps and produce a little bit more in the next few weeks. And we need him on fire by playoff time. We need him on fire for this tough stretch during the season, so the Bills can guarantee his its playoff spot. And so far, we haven't seen it. But on the good side of the point of view in this defensive line, the other guys have played well, and Ed Oliver was back in the lineup and played really, really well. It was totally different with Ed Oliver in the middle of this defense, and it showed yesterday. It showed big time. Epeneza, and especially Floyd and Rousseau, they have played well, and they have minimized the fact that Von Miller hasn't been ready to contribute a lot so far. So it's good to see the Bills defensive line playing better this week. And also the cornerbacks, we could see the cornerbacks playing really well, especially Christian Benford. And even on Mike Evans' touchdown, man, he was right there, and the ball even hit him in the helmet and fell right on Evans' lap. So Evans was so lucky, man. And talking about being lucky, I know a lot of people don't believe in luck in sports, like, or in life in general. But there are some things that happen on the field that you can describe in another way. The ball hitting the Benford's head and falling right on Mike Evans' belly, it was totally lucky, man. And then right after, in the two-point conversion, Jordan Phillips being able to deflect the ball and it goes right on the tight end's hand to the two-point conversion, another lucky play. It's hard to put it in another way. So, yes, the guys were prepared to take advantage of those lucky opportunities. But a lot of weird stuff has happened to the Bills on both sides of the ball in the last few weeks, starting from the several important injuries in a row against the Jaguars in London. So since that trip to London, a lot of weird stuff has happened to the Bills on both sides of the ball, and they've been able to battle against it, and they just really could beat this kind of weird stuff yesterday against the Bucks again. And anyway, I think the quarterbacks did their job again, and Bamford is showing a lot of maturity, a lot of development, and playing really well, making it less painful to deal with the Kyir Elam situation, a first-round pick who wasn't even active yesterday. And Josh Norman getting his first opportunity in special teams and showing up and with a big-time hit on special teams. And special teams in general played better yesterday too, right? Sam Martin had a great game. Bass hit his field goal attempt. Norman had a great coverage play. And even Hardy finally looked like the Hardy that I've heard about, the electric Hardy, the quick and fast and explosive Deontay Hardy. We could see a little bit of it on the return game yesterday, and it made me want to see a little bit of more Hardy on the offense. Maybe being targeted on some of those screens that were thrilled to Gabe Davis. I think Hardy could have done a way better job after catch there. So I think overall the Bills could play a good game. It really looked like the Bills dominated the game early on, but in 2 minutes they allowed the Buccaneers to tie the game with some mistakes. And after it, they could dominate the game. They could impose a great lead. They could score a lot of points. But they took the foot out of the gas too soon, right? And the lack of aggressivity by McDermott on those fourth down situations in the last four drives almost killed the Bills, because on the defensive side of the ball, they did a good job. They looked like they were improved from the previous few games. But with those unlucky situations and with the lack of big time plays, lack of forcing turnovers, interceptions, fumbles, and taking advantage of it, the Buccaneers were able to attack the Bills again and to score some points and to make it a game again. And unfortunately, it almost cost the Bills the game in the last play. So I couldn't feel like the Bills were going to lose that game yesterday all game long. But I was a little bit scared when they tied the game 10-10. And again, in the end of the game, when that ball was in the air, I know I'm far from being the only one who couldn't help myself and think about DeAndre Hopkins' catch. And to be honest, Godwin had a way easier catch than Hopkins, available for him if he turned his head around faster. So it was really, really scary. And it makes me think about why are the Bills in those kind of situations, and why they can't simply beat a weaker opponent. Because let's be honest, this Buccaneers team, they have talent on both sides of the ball, but they aren't seen as a top-notch contender in the NFC. And the Bills showed yesterday they clearly are the better team, even with all the injuries and with all the people out. So what's going on? Why the Bills are struggling so much? And I think it happens. It happens to most teams. I think these unlucky situations won't last forever. But also, I think the main reason is the defense not being able to make some big-time plays, get out of the field, give the offense more opportunities. that's something that's been concerning, in my opinion.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Anyway, it's still October, and the most important thing is to get those wins, to get those dubs on the standings, and the Bills are 5-3. They put the pressure on Miami now to not lose their games again. And they can get things figured out. I think the special team showed they can be good, and we can trust them. I think they are getting their things fixed. I'm not really worried about the offense. I questioned some of the secondary weapons, but I really believe Kincaid has all the potential of the world to become a really tough threat for opposing defenses on the middle of the field. And his hands are so reliable, man. And I really believe the Bills are closer to finding that guy to replace Bees as the second most target wide receiver or pass catcher on the team. I believe Kincaid can be this guy. But even if it's too early for him to become this guy as a rookie, Gabe Davis is starting to get more confident again with being involved in different ways in this offense. And if he doesn't need to be the wide receiver too, if he can be part of a committee as a secondary weapon, I think he can still deliver. And then Kincaid surely can be part of the committee. And Shakir is starting to look like a guy who can be part of this committee. And Josh Allen is starting to build up his trust on those guys. So it will make it harder for opposing defenses to simply bracket and double digs. So I think the offense is in track to fix their problems, to continue to be good, to be explosive again. It's all a matter of Josh being healthy, his shoulder being nice, being cool, and he can, as soon as we have Josh Allen able to be at his full strength and able to use him running the ball, throwing the ball, no huddle, I think the offense will be fine. We'll get points on the board and we'll be able to dominate and lead the team. On the defensive side of the ball, they still are trying to figure it out. They still are trying to survive those injuries. It's hard. Daquan Jones is a big-time impact player in the middle. Matt Milano, best player on this defense. Right, and Tre'Davious White, big-time cornerback. So one on each level, it's tough. But again, Sean McDermott is a defensive-minded head coach in an era where people want to see offensive-minded head coaches taking over for the teams, and in an era where we have most of the teams that are contenders that are coming, going to the Super Bowl, they are led by offensive-minded head coaches. So McDermott needs to prove that he can impact the game the same way the offensive-minded coaches can on the other side of the field. So even having to survive to those injuries, I really expect McDermott to be able to elevate the level of this defense, to game plan his way around those deficiencies of the players that are playing right now, take advantage of the weapons he has right now, like Bernard, like his pair of safeties, and a defensive line that has played well. I hope Von Miller can continue to feel better and can improve his level of play going forward. It would be huge to bring more pressure over opposing quarterbacks and force them to make mistakes. So I believe that's the way to make this Bills defense not become the top defense in the NFL, a top five defense in the NFL. It's difficult with missing those guys, but with the all the investment that was made on this defensive side of the ball all along the years, and McDermott being a defensive head coach, there is no reason to not expect this defense at least being top 15, minimum top 15, and being an opportunistic defense that can get out of the field, can make some plays. So that's what I worried about this defense right now, because their lack of big time plays, lack of turnovers, forcing turnovers and allowing opposing offense to survive and to extend drives. And sometimes there are some tic-tac fouls being called also, but those penalties, those lack of explosive plays on the defensive side of the ball, causing turnovers, forcing turnovers, that's what's keeping our offense, who's being effective, out of the field for long stretches. It makes things difficult for this offense to get in rhythm. So I want to see a little bit of more improvement for this defense. I think the offense will be fine. I think the special teams showed improvements. And I think McDermott will need to find some solutions, like using three safeties, like being smarter and more creative with some blitzes, maybe. I don't know. I just think this defense, it's on them now to being able to give the ball back to the offense quicker and let them do their thing. Overall, a good win. A win is always a win, no matter what. I'm not extremely happy, and I don't think the Bills are in a great situation right now. But I also wasn't extremely low after the last few loss after the losses against the Jaguars and the Patriots. So maybe I'm listening to Josh Allen post game way too much. Never too high, never too low. But that's the truth. And the Bills gotta get the results. The Bills gotta find solutions for the problems that are appearing to the team, especially the injuries on the defensive side of the ball. And I like the way they've done that. I like the way they've been able to search for solutions, to bring new stuff, to adjust. And I have no doubts in my mind that on the offensive side of the ball, with all the things that they are trying and they are putting together and they are gathering data and information and tape on all those things that they are trying, I have no doubts in my mind that this offense should be at their best going forward in the last part of the season, and especially in the playoffs. They just gotta stay healthy, and especially Josh Allen gotta stay healthy. That's the main thing. Now, on the defensive side of the ball, the questions are different, and that's where I'm a little bit more worried. But still, trusting McDermott to find ways. He's out there. He's paid for that, right? He's out there as a head coach, as a defensive coordinator, to have a big-time impact on this side of the ball. And that's the way I see the things after this game against the Buccaneers. Feel free to comment in the comment sections if you agree, disagree with some of my takeaways from today. And it's always a pleasure to discuss with you on the comment sections on YouTube or on Buffalo Rumblings website. So, Bills Mafia, that's it for today. I'll be back with the Leading the Charge next Sunday, totally in Portuguese, talking Bills. And then next week, again on Friday in English at noon East via Buffalo Rumblings YouTube channel, my own Fernando Shimude YouTube channel, and also in your favorite podcast aggregator, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and others. Appreciate you taking your time. Hit that like button, subscribe, and see you around. Thank you so much. Bills Mafia, go Bills.